I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 1st. A case involving a Quincy man who conspired to kill his father with a bomb is back in the news. The U.S. Appeals Court has vacated the life sentence of Alfred Trenkler and ordered a resentencing. Trenkler and Thomas Shea from Quincy were both convicted for the bombing death of Boston police officer Jeremiah Hurley in 1991. Shea is free after years of legal wrangling, and Trenkler now faces resentencing. Early voting continues at Quincy City Hall this week. Voters may cast ballots for next Tuesday's primary in the Great Hall at City Hall today and tomorrow from 8:30 to 4:30. Tomorrow is also the last day to cast an absentee ballot at City Hall, and mail-in ballots must be received at the city clerk's office by Tuesday at 8 p.m. There is a ballot drop box located outside Quincy City Hall. In-person voting will take place next Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Friends of Wollaston Beach have canceled this Sunday's Kids Fest celebration due to the threat of thunderstorms. The end of summer celebration was scheduled for Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. on Wollaston Beach, but Friends President Maureen Masrima said she wanted to err on the side of caution due to the storm threat. No new date for that celebration has yet been set. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 1st.